Proclamation number 5651 of 13th of April, 1953. Guiding the blind. Guide the blind rightly so that they find the right path to me. Give them your guidance. Do not let them walk alone along the path they cannot see because they lack the light of their eyes. Have pity on these blind people, for they are unable to reach the aim without help. And know that all men are blind in spirit, who walk without knowledge, who lack the light necessary for knowledge. And you should help these blind in spirit, for they are in great distress. They are often seized by the hands and pushed onto a path which is taken by many, and carelessly they walk along among the many, not realizing that the path leads downwards, far away from the aim they should be heading for. Therefore you should be spiritual guides to these blind people. You should stand attentively at the edge of the broad path and take care of such blind people. Gently pull them away from the broad road onto the narrow path, which indeed leads upwards and is therefore more arduous to walk on, but which must be walked on by everyone who has a guide at his side in whom he can confide. How often do you meet blind people in spirit who are grateful to you for a ray of light, who unhesitatingly entrust themselves to you that you guide them correctly, who are not obdurate yet completely ignorant, and who gladly accept knowledge from you which gives them light in their dark spiritual state. But they must feel your love because they are suspicious in their weakness and helplessness. Therefore, first try to win their trust before you offer yourselves to them as guides on the path to ascent. Take hold of them with a gentle hand and make them understand that you only want to help those who cannot find their way onto their own. And then describe to them the aim towards which you yourselves are heading and invite them to walk with you under your guidance, under your support and protection. And once you have gained their trust, don't disappoint them. Always remember that they are dependent on you, that you have to support them as long as they have not yet regained their sight, that you may only let them walk alone when they have gained their sight through you and can no longer go astray. Then they will walk of their own accord towards the aim which lies brightly before them. Then they will see me myself at the end of the path and no longer take their eyes off me. Then I myself will stretch out my hand towards them and pull them up to me. And then you will have done the work of merciful neighborly love, that you will have helped those to light who are blind in spirit, and they will thank you for this work of love forever. Amen.